All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up page 194, the middle of the page. L'sikum. So the Rav Kashtiel writes, he says, in conclusion, official, thank you for the coffee. He said, in conclusion, Ra'inu Shlosh Hasgarim, we see that there are three distinct challenges in the realm of Zrizos. Eskarisho, the first challenge, is Kedei Lechazik Es HaZrizos, Kedei Lafoch Osa Tivis, Remember again, the first challenge is that Zrizos is something that is inherently, I should say, I don't know if this makes sense, but I'll call it inherently antithetical. In other words, that man at his core, man at his essence, is not Zoriz, and that's because man at his essence is Adama, is stationary, doesn't want to move, doesn't want to do, doesn't want to accomplish. So challenge number one in the realm of Zrizos is somehow trying to make Zrizos something that is a second nature. So when we spoke about that, ultimately, that every single person has a conscience, and then when somebody does something good for me, I feel compelled to do something good for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so much for me, therefore, by definition, I should feel compelled to do for him. So I have to awaken my inner consciousness to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's challenge number one of Zrizos, that it's inherently antithetical. That at the end of the day, it doesn't really stem with who I am as a person. Number two, the other two challenges are the general challenges that we've been speaking about over the last few days. Number one is achos echad v'akashas hamenucha gofnis. So one is that people sometimes place an ultimate value on physical rest, right? So thinking that somehow the goal in life is to relax, when in fact adam la'amal yulad, man's ultimate goal in life is to struggle, is to toil, is to work. And challenge number two, v'sheni zamora v'apachal me'azman v'todosav. And challenge number two, which is the challenge that we discussed in yesterday's shir, is what we'll call the what if challenge. That people are often scared off from undertaking any particular initiative because of all of the what if variables. Well, what if this happens? Or what if that happens? Or what if this occurs or that occurs? Therefore, again, elu shnei dvarim shetzarach ladas lesmodei ditam. Therefore, these are the two things that a person has to know to constantly keep in mind. Hadavar harishon, mul bakashas hamenucha. Adam toa ayideat savas hamatara lo nachona b'chaim, top of 195. So remember again, we discussed this already last week or 2 weeks ago, that there's a person should never think that the goal in life is to relax. That's not the goal. Rest and relaxation is wonderful, and it's certainly good, you know, at intervals, and it's good to recharge, and it's good to go ahead and regroup. That goes without saying. But that's not the goal. So a person has to understand that if a person has a goal of rest and relaxation, person by definition has a skewed mahalich, just a skewed approach in life. Next, adam shechoshev shkeilu shamatara kam b'chaim zehatanug pashat apashat ha'adam lo mevin le'ein la'an higia. A person who thinks that the ultimate goal in this world is just enjoyment, or just pleasure, or just, again, this relaxation idea, then a person simply doesn't understand where he's going in life. So remember, the simple example of this is the army. Remember, again, we saw last week that the Ramchal compares life to being in an army. We're each in the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's go back to this comparison to the army. Adam magia letzava v'yored geshem. So let's imagine for a moment a person is in the army and it begins to rain. Nu, azma lo shomrim. So what happens if it's in the army? So what, everybody's freed from responsibilities because of inclement weather? Right, we're having a delayed opening in the army, or we're going to cancel guard duty, we're going to cancel missions because it's raining. This is no such thing as like that. He says, so this is reality. In other words, okay, so it's raining, but there are still things we have to do. So I just have to figure out. Sometimes I have to adapt. Sometimes I have to change. But Lamaisa, the realities of my job as a soldier don't change because it's too hot, because it's too cold, because it's too rainy, because I'm too tired. Whatever it is, I have to go ahead and get my job done. He goes on, he says, Zava, the army doesn't take a break when the weather changes. Asu pashit lo meivin la'an hu higia. So we'll say that if a person says, well, I can only accomplish what I need to accomplish in life if the weather is nice, or if it's warm, or if it's dry, then a person pashit doesn't understand what his responsibility is in this world. He goes on, he says, Pashit ta biksovas, hamatara kan hi acheres. So that's issue number one. And again, he's just now summarizing. So what he's saying over here is issue number one. And we'll say, this is really an incredible yisod. Person has to ask themselves a fundamental question. So what is my purpose here? What is my goal? I remember again, this is how the Ramchal begins the Sefer. The Ramchal begins with the fundamental question of Macho Vaso Ba'olamo. What is my responsibility in this world? What is it that I am supposed to be doing? So Lemaise, if I can't answer that question, and it's an interesting question just to ask ourselves. So what am I doing? Like, what is my purpose? And the Ramchal says, you'd be surprised how many people answer that my goal here is to relax. My goal, the goal ultimately again is to take it easy. The goal is to enjoy. No, the goal is not to relaxing is important. Enjoying is important. Those are not goals. The goal is to work. The goal is to toil. The goal is to schwitz. The goal is to accomplish. So if I have skewed goals, says the Ramchal, it's difficult to advance in life. Adavra Hashini, hulo lahatil segol shalulai b'chol davar tov, shemis orim la'asos, v'amusag hazeh yurchav behemshech ma'od, v'amusag ma'zeh lizoher. We'll say in the second issue, which is the issue we began yesterday, we're going to spend a little bit of time over the next couple of days discussing, is this issue ultimately of not getting scared off from dynamic life activity because of what ifs. Because of what ifs, because of what if this happens, what if that happens. Now again, remember, this is going to be the very delicate balance. Because on one hand, a person has to be able to contemplate and to plan for the future, right? To go into any situation blind and not think about the potential consequences or realities. So that's just simply irresponsible. So that I don't want to do. On the other hand, a person also can't be, we'll say, you know, we mentioned this yesterday, the great challenge is, often we want all of the answers to all of the different variables before we engage in any dynamic life activity. But especially as we get older, we recognize you can never get all the answers on the front end. It never happens. So in life is this incredible balance between, on one hand, getting enough information on the front end to make a responsible decision, but recognizing that you can't allow the variables or the question marks to scare you off from doing the things that you know you need to accomplish. And this is that great balance in life. We'll stop over here for today. We're going to get a little bit of a couple of minute head start on the daf. We'll stop over here, pick up 195. I'll announce this later. We're going to do Mesilas Yesharim on Sunday and Monday as well. You can't be in Chodesh Elul without learning a little bit of Hashkafa. But come Tuesday, we're going to begin Shari Tshuva. We're going to begin a new Sefer, Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah. So we're going to start it specifically for Elul. We'll see exactly how long we go with it. But the goal is that by Monday, we're going to finish this Sefer. So what I'll probably do is I'll probably record a couple of additional Shiurim as well, so we're able to finish it by Monday. Then Tuesday, we start Shari Tshuva. Okay, Shkoyach.